This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen, Travis Hunter wants to play both ways in the NFL, and he wants to do it on a full-time schedule. I'm not letting that happen if I draft him. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Bro, I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer here. I'm not trying to ruin the fun, ruin the party. But I am trying to get the most out of a guy who's probably going to be drafted in the top five, maybe top three. And I'm not messing around because he wants to do something that no one's ever done before. I'm not going to risk the injury. And that doesn't, to me, signify that I'm like coaching scared or playing scared or, you know, approaching this thing in the wrong way. I think it's just smart. You know, you want to have a couple gadget plays in there. You want to have a couple plays. That's fine. But I need this guy as a cornerback first and foremost. And I need him to be one of the elite ones in the league. That's what I'm drafting him for. Period. End of story. You want to ring around the rosy or do Philly special or some kind of weirdo thing. Fine. But I'm not having him full time at receiver. No shot.
I mean, he wouldn't fit in a Philly special, which
I know,
is a core.
But I don't. Thinking about
what is? Look at the teams that are at the top of the draft. We're talking about Travis Hunter, 1, 2, 3, 4, no lower than 5. They all need they basically all need cornerbacks and wide receivers. Think of the New York Giants. They should play him at cornerback, wide receiver, line him up at quarterback. He should punt. He should play every position. Yeah. He would immediately be the best player at every position. What's the point of taking him in the top three if you're not going to try some kind of dual role? Like, that's the point of Travis Hunter. He's the only guy who ever did it at this level in college, since Jim Thorpe or something. So I just think that the teams that are looking at him, like, they need to take that risk on the injury and just double down. Otherwise, like, you're not taking a cornerback number two. That's just not going to happen. So are you just going to pass on him?
No.
He's not good enough to be the number two pick as a wide receiver. So I would say don't take him if you don't want to do a dual thing.
Okay, this is what I think about it. I think when you're talking about corner versus wide receiver, you know, the gap between a top corner, like the top two or three corners in the league and like the 20th corner of the league, I think is much bigger than the top wide receiver and the 20th wide receiver. You know what I'm saying? So if I can get somebody who's elite at corner, what that does and how that can influence my football team, I think is much bigger than having the 20th or 25th best wide receiver, or even maybe lower than that. So when I'm talking about a skill set and what do I actually want to get out of this person, we watched it when he was playing at Colorado, and anyone can see, you don't have to be a scout, his ball skills are elite because he has this wide receiver background. It's like he's playing wide receiver as corner out there. It's so dangerous. And that's what I want. I want elite. I want the Derek Stingley. I want the guy who's at so far at the top, right? Like,
right.
I I want Revis. I want someone like that, Dion, maybe, that I'm not going to mess around and say, oh, and I also have to shoehorn him into this other thing because, you know, he has this skill set. Doesn't mean I have to use it. I'm not going to say exploit it. It doesn't mean I have to use it in a full-time basis.
Yeah, I actually disagree with the state of the game right now. I think wide receiver is more valuable because the market is bearing that, like, way more valuable. The highest paid receiver is Justin Jefferson around 35. The highest paid cornerbacks are Jalen Ramsey and Surtain at 24. Like, that's a big percentage. That's $11 million more per year. I think everything you're saying about a cornerback, like a Justin Jefferson affects every play because you have to double team him. So you're taking out two defenders. You're saying a cornerback, you only have to put one-on-one and then you can use those players to pass rush. But you need like three cornerbacks now. Look at the Eagles. They drafted Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, and they still had Slay. Like you need like three or four cornerbacks. So I don't think at cornerback, he can have that much of an impact. Say he goes to the Giants at cornerback, he doesn't improve their win total at all. Like maybe half a game.
They have Malik Nabers and it didn't include their win total. Like no. You could say the same thing about receiver. I watched Brian Thomas with the Jags. Everyone knows he's a good receiver. Did he impact their win total? Absolutely not. I mean, if you want to go global, the one thing that really impacts your win total is obviously your quarterback. So, but the teams that will be taking him clearly already have that. Yeah. So, you know, I'm talking about a guy who I understand why he wants to do it. And I understand he'll say, listen, I did it in college. I did it in high school. I've done it every level. Well, the Big 12 is not the NFL. And I respect the Big 12, but even they would tell you that.
Well, I mean,
it's a much different level.
Everybody in this draft did not play NFL football. Even the SEC now is not the NFL. So I don't think you can use that argument. You have to project.
No, but I'm just saying the way he's able to play defense against the Big 12 is not going to be, and play offense is not going to be the same thing on either side of the ball that he's seeing in the NFL.
Right, but no, same with every other player in this draft. Nobody's seen NFL action. Like, you have to, that's my point, like,
yeah,
I'm saying. You're saying the Big 12 is weak compared to the SEC and the Big 10?
I'm saying that the Big 12 is weak compared to the NFL. And all those other people you're talking about, no one's trying to pull off something that's unprecedented like he wants to do. Now, listen, is he going to say, he has actually said, don't draft me unless you don't want to use me. And Dion has even said he'll get involved if a team drafts him and I guess like doesn't have the right kind of plan. I don't know how he would know that beforehand. But Dion said he's going to get involved. They are really pushing this thing. And to be honest, and I know this is going to sound a little controversial, and I don't mean it to sound like a personal attack. But when you are so much about what you want to do on the football field, it can come off as sounding a little selfish. Like, how about what the team wants you to do, Rook? You know, and I love Travis Hunter, so I hate saying this kind of thing, like, to be disparaging. But you're calling your shot about what you're going to do in the NFL when you have never even been to an NFL training camp practice? What world are we in? And by the way, we would criticize other people if they said that, would we not?
Did we criticize Eli a lot when he... Actually, I'm actually asking.
Yeah, I think Eli was criticized.
I thought a lot of people were like, I understand. The Chargers seem like a mess.
I think Eli... And the fact is, Eli didn't start right away. I'm not saying criticizing about manipulating your way to a team. I'm saying criticizing... We would criticize, I think, somebody who came in and said, if you don't let me do this thing I want to do, then don't draft me.
God, I feel the exact opposite. I feel like players are in this really draconian draft system that makes no sense. I think someone should sue the league.
Right, well,
like,
Paul,
I think the players should have the
time
power
for that today.
I'm just saying, though, he should dictate exactly where he wants to go and what he wants to do.
Well,
it's the same issue.
Okay,
like, don't go to a team that's going to stick you on an island. Like, you go to a team that wants to use you. I absolutely understand what Travis Hunter is saying.
Okay, but, you know, like, blowing up the draft and doing that, that's a whole other conversation.
My point is, like, the players should dictate exactly where they go and what they do. Like, they have every right. Like, if you were applying for a job and they said, I want you to do this job, you would have every right to say, no, I want to go here and do this job. Like, why do football players not have any say in that?
Because there's a coach and a general manager. There's a pecking order. So if I say, I won't want to come work at this company and I want to come over and take over as the CEO on my first day on the job, they'd be like, no thanks.
Yeah, but what if you're a quarterback and there's a team at number two who's like, we want to run Arthur Smith, the Steelers offense. We want to run his offense. That quarterback has every right to say, no, I don't want to do that. I want to go over here with Cliff Kingsbury. Like, I think the players have every right to say, I want to be in this system. I want to be used like this. I don't know why they wouldn't have that right.
Okay, but don't you have to earn some of that power?
No.
Why not?
You're a draft because you're being forced to go to this team. I think like quarterbacks and wide receivers, they don't need to earn that. They should say, I know this is not a good team. I don't want to go there. I think that players should have that right.
Okay, well, then you're talking about someone coming in and literally blowing up the system, not Eli Manning once upon a time in 2004. You're talking about, so Abdul Carter should say, I only want to go here.
Yeah.
And every single person should say that. But, Pearl, we're like, let's live in reality.
Well,
that's
not
happening.
I think the agent, and in this case, the Deion Sanders, a coach, can tell teams. I'm not saying you have to blow up the whole system. Just, like, get the word out. I don't want to play one way or the other. I think that, say, for example, Cam Ward didn't want to go to Tennessee.
Yeah.
Like, his agent has every right to call the team and say, like, hey, we really don't want to go here. Let us fall. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, Kobe Bryant did it, right? Yeah. His agent said, don't draft him, and they didn't. Do it. But
so why can't Travis Hunter call and say, hey, I want to play both ways. Don't draft me. I think he has every right to do that.
Well, I think that he does not because he has no clue what it would be like to play a full-time schedule, which is what he wants to do on offense and defense. Over 700 snaps on the offensive and defensive side at Colorado last year. I don't think that in this case, with a sport as brutal, the fact that he has gotten hurt before in college, I don't think that you can come in and start making demands like that. Because here's the thing. He's not saying it's a quarterback with a certain system or you don't want to go to the Cleveland Browns because that's where quarterbacks go to die. That's a different thing. He's saying specifically, I want you to let me do this thing I've never done before. And why I'm so shocked to hear you back him is because you are so against this for Shohei Ohtani. And Shohei Ohtani came in, pitched and hit. You hate it. You say he cannot do this moving forward. He has to be a hitter. Give up the pipe dream of pitching. And by the way, what's happened to Ohtani? He's been an otherworldly player who's gotten hurt all the time.
Right.
And that's baseball, which isn't even a contact sport.
Well, because you know that a pitcher is going to tear his elbow, and he keeps on doing it, right?
And I don't know that football players are not going to tear their ACLs.
Travis Hunter is a cornerback and a wide receiver. First of all, he's never going to tackle anyone, so that's off the table. He's in a low.
I love your absolutes here.
Yeah,
put him out there. Like, it's not a 7-on-7 drill, Pearl. It's
he's
the NFL.
A quarterback. He's not like you think. These guys are tackling. Don't know if they want Travis Hunter to tackle, then the coach doesn't know what he's doing. So he's just going to be a cornerback, and he's going to be a wide receiver. He'll get 8 targets a game. He can survive this. It's not so crazy to play in both ways. He's not a linebacker and a running back. He'll be fine.
You don't think that wide receivers and corners ever get hurt?
They never get hurt, but they certainly are not like the injury risk. Like it's not like he's a linebacker where he's taking contact on every play. It's not, and also too, just the actual physical brutality of it. I don't know. You see, take a play.
I saw Justin Jefferson miss games last season. I saw Brandon Ayuk miss the entire year. I've seen guys, wide receivers go down all the time.
Right.
Keon Coleman missed games this year for my Bills. You want to go down the list. Guys missed games constantly. Derek Stingley, one of the best cornerbacks, has definitely dealt with injuries.
Yeah,
you are in a fantasy land, man.
No, but I don't think it's as physically a demanding a spot. Like, it's pretty clean. Like, especially the way Travis Hunter will probably play cornerback. He's a tough kid. He probably will try and tackle. But if the coach is smart, say, don't even get in there. Just play cornerback. Honestly, I think of the Giants at number 3, who would make all the sense in the world. They really need some zhuzh. Like, he would elevate both units because he'd be opposite Malik Nabers. So you would have a lot of double teams, get a lot of one-on-one coverage at wide receiver. And just use him. You don't have to have him get in on every play. It'd be amazing.
That's the thing, though. He wants to be full-time both ways.
No, I mean, like, he can play cornerback, but just, like, keep him back. Like, don't never have him touch the run play. Like, even keep him off a first down if you want. I'm saying, like, you can do this effectively. Do you think he'd be tired? I don't think that's an issue.
I don't think it's not tired. Well, it might be tired.
You're saying too many reps and he'll have a non-contact injury?
I think it's just you're asking someone to be on the field for double the amount of time. I would imagine you're almost like doubling your chance of injury. I don't know if this is some girl math, but you're exposing yourself to a lot more injury. And whether it's the fluke, non-contact stuff, no one can predict. But just playing football, guys get hurt all the time.
So if you're, let's keep on, say, the Giants at number 3, would you take Travis Hunter there?
I would, but I want to use him the way I want to use him,
is
what I'm saying.
And so would you take him as a one-way wide receiver or a one-way cornerback?
One-way corner.
At number 3?
Yeah.
Oof.
Listen, I have Abdul Carter with a potentially chronic foot injury. And by the way, I already have a lot of, if we're just talking about the Giants specifically, I have a lot of defensive linemen. I've invested there. I've got Dexter Lawrence,
oh my God.
I've got Kayvon Thibodeau, and I've got Brian Burns. Yeah, I feel like I could take a corner. They need a quarterback.
A corner.
That's totally different.
If the Giants take a cornerback at number three in this draft, like say it was a pure cornerback, that would be a travesty. Like they need offensive linemen and defensive linemen. Like take a left tackle if you're just going to take a one-way guy.
Well, you brought up the Giants. Where do you want to slot them in?
My Travis Hunter's value falls tremendously if he's a one-way player.
855-212-4227. All right, let us know what you think. Can he play both sides of the ball in a full-time schedule? We're not talking about what Deion did. You know, Deion did this kind of perfectly. And by the way, Travis Hunter...
Deion was transitioning between baseball and football all year long. Like, Deion was did not maximize his value for a long, long time.
As I was just talking about the football side. Like, he would be on punt returns and kick returns and was electric. Which Travis Hunter, by the way, said he does not want to do specialty.
No.
He said, if I'm going to do offense and defense, like, that's two things.
And Deion did line up on offense, too.
But memorably in the Super Bowl against the Pittsburgh Steelers, right? But, like, and that was probably the most famous offensive play that he had, maybe. But anyway, but not all the time. It was here and there, very sparingly.
Yeah, honestly, you're going to need to get more out of Travis Hunter than the teams got out of Deion. Because Deion also, like, wandered a lot. Travis Hunter, if you're taking him this high, which I think he will go, you need him to play both ways, and you need him to be the face of your franchise, like, from day one.
Can Travis Hunter be successful playing a full-time schedule on the offensive side and the defensive side? 855-212-4227. That's what we do to get it off, to get it started off today. Hello. Maggie and Perloff show on this Friday. Again, 855-212-4227. We say good morning to our Infinity Sports Network affiliates. We've got a lot of news from the Combine. Perloff will give us his three observations from the... What'd you say? 8 hours of TV that you watched yesterday?
Yeah, it's funny because the combine, the workouts weren't so great yesterday, but I'm starting to become fascinated with the sort of media scrum around the combine now. The media has become the story because a lot of the great players aren't working out anymore. Like, you're not going to see Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward throw. So Daniel Jeremiah and Rich Eisen have to sit there and talk.
And vamp.
And they had to vamp, and then the insiders are going bananas here. This is a wild week in Indy, not only with actual between the insiders, but like the rumors that are getting thrown out there are very, very juicy.
We do also have a Matthew Stafford update for you about the Raiders and Stafford. Lots to do, but we get it going with Travis Hunter. Can he be successful if he's playing on both sides of the ball in a full-time capacity? 855-212-4227.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff show. So... basically, the way the morning is setting up, I'm all about fun and seeing Travis Hunter play every single play, maybe even punt the ball. Maggie is, she wants to see him be a shutdown corner because there's so many great highlights of shutdown corners. We have the most exciting Heisman Trophy winner to come into the league since, well, last year in Jaden Daniels. But we have this exciting guy. Why would you want to see him play quarterback? Just as would you admit as a fan you want to see him play both ways?
As a fan, fine, but I still feel like I can scratch that itch on some fun plays, trick plays here and there. It doesn't have to be a full-time schedule on offense. And I'll tell you what, I'd give my left arm right now for a shutdown corner as a fan.
Yes, but you draft 29th.
Well, I know. As a Bills fan, I'm just saying, you know, getting a shutdown corner to me in the draft for your favorite team is almost a little like getting an offensive lineman. You're like, no, am I going to get... is it going to be the highlight? No, but is this going to actually contribute to me winning? Yes. Yeah, yes, it absolutely will.
But the game has definitely changed. Like, cornerbacks are not going high anymore because you need, like, four of them. That's the problem. Because NFL sort of adjusted to the Darrell Revis thing. And now you can just avoid a shutdown corner. So their value has kind of fallen. Where it's funny, wide receiver... there's so many coming to the league, and the pay just keeps going up and up. And I get it, because you watch the Bengals, and when Ja'Marr Chase is on the field, like, it's everybody's watching him on every play, so they can have a big impact. You got it. Come on, just for fun, Maggie, you got to lay off this. You got to let Travis play both spots, and I know it's up to you.
Yeah, I know, and I would say the same thing to you. Let Shohei Ohtani pitch. You're very much against Shohei pitching, yet for some reason you want Travis Hunter to go get his head knocked off.
Well, there's no comparison. Pitchers are guaranteed to get hurt.
Yeah,
there's,
football players never get hurt. Probably.
Not like pitchers. If a pitcher comes to the league, like, you're just waiting, like, just give him preemptive Tommy John. Like, they all get hurt now.
Listen, Shohei can get hurt and still play. That's the difference between baseball players and football players. If Travis Hunter gets hurt, he's not playing either side. I watched Shohei with one arm playing in the World Series. He's still in the lineup.
Then that's a model that's worked a lot. Baseball players can get hurt and still play. Just be Shohei is the one guy.
I know. Let's go to the phones. 855-212-4227. We're asking, Can Travis Hunter be successful if he's playing full-time two ways, offense and defense? Kenny's in Dallas. Good morning, Kenny. What's up?
Hey, good morning. Maggie, this is for you.
Yeah.
You're asking the question if he can be successful, but the way you talk, you never get to find out. You don't get to break barriers if you don't ever push the envelope, which is why we have mobile quarterbacks and we said that didn't work. That's why we have Deebo playing a wide receiver position, the way he plays it as a running back, because we pushed the envelope. And then Perloff gives the perfect illustration, and you hijacked it by changing it. He says, if you go to your job, you should be able to pick what you do at your job, and you turned it into, well, I shouldn't be able to go be the CEO. Travis is not trying to be the coach. He's not trying to be the GM.
Yes, he is. He absolutely is. To say it,
like you.
Wait, Kenny, if you're saying I want to play both ways on both sides of the ball, how is that not acting as your own GM and coach? You are calling your shots.
Because that is a position. He's trying to do. You could do the same thing at your job. You could be dual task at your job. And it is okay, Maggie, to say, hey, maybe I was wrong, or hey, you got a good point. But he has a good illustration. He sort of shuts me down as a listener to hear the rest of what you were trying to say.
Wait, but Kenny, hold on. If you go to your boss, though, Kenny, if this is real life, if you go to your boss and you say, I want to do X, it's day one, by the way. You've never even been at the company. So you're telling your future boss, I want to do X, Y, and Z. And if they say, well, no, we're going to wait and see how this goes. We want to see how you acclimate to our company before we let you call the shots. That you think that's wrong? If you were the boss, you would say, who is this person who's coming in and telling me how this thing runs when they've never done it for one snap?
Let me answer your question here.
Yeah.
Travis, if I tried to come into a job and I did that day one trying to interview, guess what? I can say no to that job and go to another one. That's what Travis Hunter's trying to do. So once again, it's all, you got a point. Maybe I wasn't thinking about that. It's okay.
No, Kenny, believe me, if I'm wrong, I admit that I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not wrong on this one. That's where you and I disagree.
Right.
I think I'm absolutely right on this one. And here's the thing, though. I love when people try to say about our jobs and us in the real world versus the NFL. It's not the same, because Travis Hunter can't say, you know what, I'm going to go pick up and I'm going to go play at the XFL. I'm going to play in the AFL. I'm going to do that. This is, it's the system. I can go and try to work for ESPN Radio. I can go to Sirius XM. I don't want to. I love it here. But yes, in theory, I could go do that to find something. Travis Hunter, was he going to work his way through 32 NFL teams before he finds the right fit? Newsflash, man, it may not happen. And by the way, a team could tell you, we'll let you play both ways, and then you get there and they say no. Like, teams can change their mind. You have to be flexible. And I think Kenny and you, Pearl, you guys aren't being flexible here.
Well, let me just state, off the bat, that Kenny is brilliant, and I feel like he should be running the Cowboys in Dallas because he agrees with me. I do think in real life, because actually my wife's going through this right now, like you do when you get hired somewhere, like it's really important from day one, like you have to set the role that you're doing. Like, because sometimes the bosses are going to be like, I want you to do this. You got to be like, listen, you hired me to do this. This is my job. And if you didn't want me to do that, then I would have gone work somewhere else. Like,
yeah.
Like, for example, like if they brought me in and said, you're going to do this. And I'm like, well, no. I don't want to do this. I'll go to this other place around the corner. Like, if they wanted me to do IT, I'd be like, I can't do IT.
Right.
I mean, maybe that's too much of a stretch. But no, he has every right. And I do think, like, players should be more empowered coming into this draft process. The draft process, to me, has always been ridiculous. Like, what other job on earth or do you have to go to? You know, you have no choice but to go to, say, you don't want to go to Seattle. The NFL, the draft system is so weird.
Okay, but you know, like you're talking about something like much, much, much bigger.
It's not much bigger. I'd say the players should be empowered to determine their roles. They definitely should.
Well, I would also say that I think a lot of people had a lot of issues with guys like Sam Bradford, and he's the one who's coming to my mind right now, who held out and got paid $50 million before they even stepped on a field at training camp.
And Marcus Russell
was another one.
Yeah.
They didn't want to go. There was no rookie wage scale. And those rookies really did have a lot of power, Pearl, because they were top picks and they held out for tons of money.
Mm-hmm.
And then either they were good or weren't good. And I don't think fans love that either, because it kept your team over a barrel. And I think you're kind of wanting it both ways. Like, here's my thing. We want to take it to our job. I can't get hired to do the morning show and then say, you know what, I'm going to do the morning show and I'm also going to take Zach Gelb's show. Who am I? How could I do that? The boss sets the schedule and you do it or you don't do it. Like, I just, it's pretty cut and dry to me.
Kenny, call back, buddy.
Let's go to Mark is in Texas. Hey, Mark.
Good morning. I agree with you, Maggie. I think that the NFL is so much faster today than college. Him going both ways, he would be gassed by halftime. Hurry up offense. The other thing is to take a high pick on him. I don't think he's in the top one or two or three receivers coming out of college this year. I don't think he's in the top one or two cornerbacks coming out of college this year. I think if you want him to play both ways, some team in the second round might draft him. But I do agree with Perloff that individually he's not that great or going to get drafted that high. So, again, I just think college is a lot slower, and he could be a unicorn in college but not in pros.
Interesting, Mark. So you don't think he's going to be drafted high because he's not – by the way, I think he is a top corner in college. But you don't think that he's going to get drafted high with the skill set?
I think if he goes one way, no.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's going to go – well, I think he's much more likely to get drafted high and go both ways. Mark, I do disagree a little bit. I think he's, like, exceptionally fast and explosive for a college player. I think he's kind of like it reminds me of Randy Moss in college. Like, he's that level, or Barry Sanders in college. He's unique. Could you buy that?
I don't disagree with you there. I'm talking about the people he covers on defense.
Yeah.
Oh, like,
the quarterbacks he's playing against on offense.
Oh,
that
totally.
Is so much faster.
That is a critique of Hunter. He has not seen a lot of high-end passing games.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Mark, yeah. Thanks for the call. That's what I'm saying about the Big 12. I mean, it's a step up.
Yeah, but I mean, listen.
What Big 12 quarterbacks are getting drafted in this draft?
But you, at a certain point, like, you have guys from all kinds of schools who end up being superstar players. Like, Aaron Donald was at Pitt, and he turned out to be the greatest defensive tackle we've ever seen. So, I don't know. You have to make a projection at some point, Maggie. You can't just say, just because he was in the Big 12, he's not going to be able to do it in the NFL.
JT is in Atlanta. Hey, JT.
Hey, what's going on? Thank you for taking my call. Happy Friday.
You too.
I just have to agree with you, Maggie. It's just like a no-brainer. I mean, this is the thing that it sounds like Perloff is saying is like, it's a one-way street. Like, the player empowerment, the player's not paying himself. There's an investment that's going on. Like, as a company or a team, I'm investing in you. So I do want to look out for my investment as well. And if my investment is sitting on the sideline in street clothes, it's not doing me any good. So I have to protect my investment as well as your ego, right? Like, I understand that. You want to be this person to be the first to do something. And like the guy was like, push the boundaries, Kenny. Like, Kenny, I wish Kenny would, as a Philadelphia Eagle fan, would run the Dallas Cowboys because they would probably be the same place they are now.
Be selectively aggressive.
Caller on caller, NFC East crime.
I'm just saying, like, there is an investment that as a team is being made. Therefore,
yeah.
I definitely have a say. To say that they are kind of like powerless or shouldn't have a say and it should be all up to the player on what they do, that's ridiculous. Like, you're not paying yourself.
Well, and the other part too, JT, is
hurt,
I think
you get hurt.
I think there's also like the idea of proving it, right? And thank you for the call. Like, you know, let's let Travis Hunter get to the NFL and can we see what it looks like first? You know? Like, can you see how is someone acclimating? Because when he went from Jackson State to the Big 12 at Colorado, he did get hurt that first year, and he did miss games. So I can't have a warm-up period here before someone comes in calling their shot, I need this, I need that. Like, can we see if you can, how good you are on the professional level?
Oh, God. If he becomes a, quote-unquote, shutdown corner on, like, a four-win team at playing at 1 p.m. every day, this is just a crime.
Well, newsflash, I mean, he's probably going to a bad team.
Right,
but he's getting drafted high.
Right, and he's going to be, like, the reason to watch that team unless you just play him a cornerback. I think, also, he's obviously going to demand to play wide receiver, right? Like, if he has a choice, I don't think there's any question.
No, he's literally demanding that. Like, that's what he said. Don't draft me if you don't want to play me both ways.
Right, right. But if he had to get cornered into one spot, it would 100% be wide receiver.
Oh,
receivers
I'm sorry. Like, I didn't get that.
Like, he would be like, I'm not going to sit there and play cornerback because you would never, there'd be no highlights. There'd be nothing going on there. You got, if he's on one of these teams in the top 10, like, you got to play him both ways. You stink. What do you have to lose? Even if you get 8 weeks out of it, he gets hurt. It's still the best 8 weeks you're going to have.
AJ Bogish is here with headlines. Keep the calls coming at 855-212-4227. Can Travis Hunter be a successful two-way player in the NFL with a full-time schedule? Bogues, what's going on,
dude? Guys, good morning. Your headline, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with our easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. Bogus. Tom Brady's accidental meeting or pre-planned sleepover with Matthew Stafford, apparently very impactful. The Las Vegas Review-Journal now reporting that Stafford and the Raiders have found some common ground on a new contract. But that, of course, doesn't mean that the Raiders and Rams will find any common ground on a trade. And maybe LA now knows what type of deal will keep Stafford happy with them. And P.S., the NFL said yesterday, without confirming any details of this Brady-Stafford meeting, that the meeting was not tampering.
I love this turned into a sleepover.
Yeah, why not?
Just like popcorn and watching movies.
Yeah, that's how we got Mike McCarthy in Dallas, and it's how we'll get Stafford in Vegas.
By the way, I was actually really shocked at this story. Since the Rams said you could seek a trade, anybody who wants to tamper with, there's no tampering anymore. I did not know that's how it worked. Like, yeah. Anybody could talk to him.
Well, there was a, like, I think it was Pro Football Talk said, like, you know, it depends on what the Rams told him he could do. Like, I don't know
they
that there's
put parameters on it.
Right. Like, I don't like it. There, I don't know if it's just a blanket. Okay. You can go to Tom Brady's house or what do we say his agent was? His name was.
Oh,
so it has to be
Brady's agent. Jimmy Sexton.
Or Jimmy Sexton can call GMs. Like, I think there is a way for the Rams to have put certain kind of borders on this.
You can have dinner, but you can't order the steak.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And no drinks, and also everyone's got to be home by 10.
And once again, we're also in this world where how much is Tom Brady doing for the Raiders while being on TV? Like, there's all, again, if he's out there recruiting Stafford and not the GM and not Pete Carroll, then he's, again, doing more than they want us to think he's doing.
Bogus, it's so clever, or it's so cute that you think the conflict of interest exists in our world anymore. That's adorable.
Well, no, I just think there's no way they're getting a draft pick. I mean, for tampering, once you say you could seek a trade, like, they're not coming after. The Rams certainly are coming after them. That's how it usually happens, right, the team.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's no way. Once you say to the guy, hey, we don't even want you, go seek a trade, like, you can't get mad at someone else for
okay, but also, that's not what they said. The Rams didn't say we don't want you. They didn't like.
Well, they said go talk to other teams.
Right.
Yeah. So like the odds of them like getting a first round pick for tampering seem immediately thrown out the window.
No one was saying that.
Ian and Jordan got it enough. That's why there was a fight because they were worried about the tampering clause.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's also funny that the NFL didn't tell us what happened, but don't worry, it wasn't tampering. Yeah. They didn't say what the meeting was. They didn't say where it was. They didn't get from any specifics, but it wasn't tampering.
And the reason
they
said it wasn't tampering because the Rams. The Rams said you can reach a trade, which I don't know. Had you guys thought about that? Had anyone else brought that up until this story comes up?
No. But I did think it was funny because when the two media insiders, Jordan Schultz and Ian Rappaport, nearly come to blows in a Starbucks in Indianapolis. It was because Jordan said that they met in Montana and that Brady was hosting Stafford. And Ian Rappaport said, that's not true.
It was a coincidence.
Right. It was a coincidence. And we thought that Rappaport was being fed that by the agents to try to, you know, smooth over any kind of potential tampering.
Right. So they were trying to avoid tampering, right. But then the NFL said there's no fear of tampering because the Rams said...
Right, that's what Bogus just told.
Right, yeah. So I'm saying, like, it didn't even matter. Like, there was no reason for the insiders to fight.
Oh.
Because, like, the tampering wasn't on the table already. That's why I'm saying... And I
maybe
did not
they'll
know
make
that.
Up now.
Because yesterday we kept talking about tampering, right? And then it turned out we didn't need to be talking about it. I found that very interesting.
But I do think that as they're in the Rams' position... You are allowed to dictate the terms of that permission. So it's not just yes or no. I'm sorry?
Yeah, no, I think you're right about that.
Right.
Yeah.
So you can say, there's a world where they said they could have specifically been like, don't talk to Tom Brady.
No face to face.
And that, right. Yes, exactly. They could have said that. You can't go to a headquarters. You can't go meet somebody, but your agent can talk to the GM. It's not just a blanket, blind, immediate, you know, yes or no thing. You can say, don't do this, don't do that, and then there could have been tampering.
We're making the Rams sound like they're in a polyamorous relationship with Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, and I was also
so weird.
It's very bizarre. And we still are probably going to end up with him going back there.
Yeah, no, we're obviously getting played in this negotiation, yeah, like everybody. The entire NFL was like, oh my God, we're just getting Matthew Stafford $2 million more a year every show. Like, he's obviously just negotiating here.
Yeah. We also had Travis Kelce telling Pat McAfee that Travis Kelce will play again next season, and Myles Garrett reportedly wants no part of an extension in Cleveland.
Let a naysayer know.
Rutgers stars Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper falling even farther in Maggie's mock draft. The former lottery picks couldn't hold on to a 12-point lead last night at number 15, Michigan.
Gale looking, gets it into Wolf, catches, dribbles. Burnett, a three for the win. Good! And Michigan has beaten Rutgers 84-82.
Pour one out for our good friend Jerry Recco on Rutgers Radio on WFAN. A few minutes after the buzzer-beating loss, Jerry had to interview Rutgers head coach Steve Peichel live on said radio.
We head downstairs now. Head coach Steve Peichel with his coach Jerry in Austin. You've been around this game a long time. How do you even react to that?
Just devastated for our guys. Played so hard and whole time. Excuse my language.
I guess we're going to have to.
Wait, Manny, you weren't just bleeping that, like having fun with the audio?
No. Those are three F-bombs in 6 seconds if you're scoring at home.
I am innocent.
That also needed a re-edit, by the way. The first edit was... they left a lot to be desired. Let's say that.
Yeah, those bleeps are working hard.
You can't bleep the K in that word and think you've done enough.
Yeah, it's a multi-syllable word.
Yeah. But apparently I've been told that live on the radio, those were covered. That the guys in charge back here...
Dumped it
before those made it on the air. But yeah, and that was a good, I'm told, 5+ minutes after the game. A lot of times coaches like walk right across the court, throw the headset on, and you're getting a really fired up coach, good or bad.
Yeah.
But Peichel did apparently have a little bit of time to cool off.
Five minutes.
He still
he's never going to get over this for the rest of his life.
Three F-bombs in 6 seconds.
Oof. What's up with these college basketball scores lately? What was the final score here?
This one was 84-82, 83-82. Yeah,
I'm
this
sorry.
One was real.
Dylan was pretty sweet last night, future Sixer.
You gonna speak that? Keep speaking that.
Well, there are 20 wins. They got to lose out and get a better lottery position.
Who has more wins, Rutgers or the Sixers?
The Sixers, barely.
Man, oh gosh, that's well. You know, Michigan actually didn't they lost a heartbreaker to Michigan State not that long ago. Was that last weekend?
Yeah, but they also, I think what you're remembering is they did play that 48-45 game
that's
earlier this week.
That's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
That's just Big Ten basketball. That's par for the course in the Big Ten.
Halftime score.
Not sure how Notre Dame women's coach Niall Ivey hung out last night, but her team lost again, 86-81, number 24 FSU. That's back-to-back losses now for the third-ranked Irish. Top-ranked Texas surviving at Mississippi State, 68-64. And in the NBA last night, Steph Curry put 56 on the Magic in the Warriors' 121-115 win in Orlando. LeBron, Luka, and the Lakers down the T-Wolves, 111-102. Guys, back to you.
Folks, thanks so much. Coming up, we are asking you if Travis Hunter can be successful in the NFL if he is playing a full-time schedule on offense and on defense. 855-212-4227. Let us know what you think.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. It's M&P. Been asking you this morning, can Travis Hunter be successful in the NFL if he's playing a full-time schedule on both offense and on defense? And EJ, let's throw the poll up if we haven't yet on M&P on X. You can vote there. I'm staunchly against it. Perloff loves it.
Yeah, I like to have fun when I'm watching football. Maggie's the no-fun police of this thing, but she doesn't want him to get hurt. I get it, but... come on, just get. Don't you want to see that? You're the one who wants to see Shohei. It's the same thing. Okay. It's the exact same thing.
Shohei would pitch once a week, okay?
Which is so much more dangerous than anything any football player does.
But here's the thing, right? I'm okay with Travis Hunter, couple plays here, couple plays there. I'm saying the full-time schedule, and I guess beyond that, I do think it's a little strange. And I know Travis Hunter's a great generational talent who just won the Heisman. I do think it's a little odd for a guy who's never played a snap in the NFL to be calling their shot and telling a team, don't draft me unless you're going to let me do this thing that no one's ever done. How about just any way I can help the team?
Yeah, but like that feels like a GOAT move to me, like Kobe Bryant telling like all these teams not to draft me. I like that. And also, he's basically Deion's second the fourth son. Like, this is a very Deion kind of move.
Let's go to the
phone. Do you believe that?
855-212-4227. Andreas is in Dallas. Andreas, what do you think? A full-time schedule for Travis Hunter? Can he do it?
So, if I'm the team, I would allow him to play full-time on both ends. And I want to see how he does the first, you know, 1 or 2 years. If he gets hurt, that's when I'll have a serious conversation telling him, where do you want to be in your career? Do you want to be a receiver or a cornerback? Choose one right now, or else we'll trade you.
Yeah, I get it, Andreas, but couldn't you do the opposite? Couldn't you let him get acclimated a bit to the NFL? Like, how often do we see guys come into the league and say, like, you know, it took me a while to get my nutrition right. It took me a while to figure out what training kind of works for me at this level. Like, you learn, like everyone on a job.
This is my next point. If he's successful, he could breed a new generation of players that could be dual threats in the NFL. So if I'm the team, they can pick up a wide receiver, a cornerback, and two players in one, my draft picks can go other places. So I think this is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
The NFL could really see a change, which it could be beneficial in the future.
Yeah.
So that's where I stand.
I disagree with you a little bit. I think Travis Hunter is a generational freak athlete.
One of one.
Like, he, there are legends of what he used to do on the 7-on-7 field. He used to get paid to play on random 7-on-7 teams because he was the most unstoppable 7-on-7 player of all time. He's ridiculous. But that being said, the teams that are drafting high do need cornerbacks and wide receivers. I like this. Salary cap management, Maggie. It's smart GMs do this.
Let's hear from Hunter himself. He was at the combine, scouting combine, not going to be working out there, which is fine. But here's the challenge of trying to play wide receiver and corner in the NFL, according to Hunter.
They say nobody has ever done it for real the way I do it, but I tell them that I'm just different.
I'm just different. Okay, more from Hunter. Says he prepares well enough to play both sides.
I feel like I put my body through a lot. I do a lot of treatment. People don't get to see that part, what I do for my body to make sure I'm 100% each game. But I feel like I can do it because nobody has done it, and I know I can do it. I did it at college level, which the game is, you know, we rarely get breaks, and there's a lot more breaks in the NFL.
Okay, I guess. I don't know. Well, I'm not so sure about that. You're also going to be playing at a much higher level than right. The Big 12 versus, you know, playing in the NFL. Like, playing against Baylor is not the same as playing against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, it's funny. Some people are saying he's going to have to do meetings during the week for both position groups, and he's never going to get to sleep. I think that gets into the NFL is rocket science. Like, oh, he's not going to have time to learn these schemes. Like, I think they can work around that. Like, simplify his packages for both sides. But you don't want him, you know, staying up 18 hours to try and memorize the defensive and offensive playbook. They can figure this out. I don't think that's a mountain that's too high to climb.
That's funny. I did not think that was the challenge. Like, learning the playbook, I didn't think. I mean, he seems like he's a bright guy.
The double positional group meetings is probably what most of the week is for the NFL, right?
I'm just different.
Yeah, I guess, like, my biggest thing would not actually be the meetings necessarily, although I'm sure they're very important. I think it would be the chemistry with the quarterback. Like, you know, we talk and we've seen at the highest level Tom Brady, right? He's always in the offseason working out with these guys. They're going to high school fields and throwing before practice, after practice. If you're going to be a full-time wide receiver, you've got to really be in sync with your QB.
Right, but that all happens in the offseason, right? Like, during the week in the NFL, I don't think they throw to each other.
Yeah, maybe. I think it's something that builds, though, over the course of a season, especially as a rookie. Like, we're talking about him stepping into an NFL team for the first time. If he gets drafted to I don't even know who's playing quarterback for the Giants. Let's say he gets drafted, or the Browns. Let's see, where is he going to get drafted? Let's say he gets drafted by the Patriots, you know, and it's Drake May. Like, look at how different Drake May even was from the beginning, or when he started, six, seven games in, to the end of the year with his receivers. Like, that chemistry is constantly building. Are you going to be able to dedicate enough time for that?
How psyched would the Patriots be if he fell to them? Because the Giants need him most, I would say, but the Patriots, they need something. They need a jolt of energy, and this seems like the perfect one. Now, they actually could play him at wide receiver and not cornerback. They don't really need a cornerback, but still, like, they should feature that guy. The question, I do think it's a great question. Like, Teterboro McMillan, the top receiver.
Yeah.
Like, you could argue, well, if you're just going to play Travis Hunter wide receiver, then McMillan's probably a better prospect. So you might pass on him. I think you got to play him both ways if you're taking him this high.
Man, do you think there's any chance that Travis Hunter drops?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I don't either. See, and I think that a team would say, I don't have to play him full time.
I think that a team will say, I'm going to play him both ways. I really, especially these bad teams.
Yeah, but the risk that comes with it.
Again, honestly, if he can learn to play quarterback, just line him up a quarterback for the Giants. I don't even care. He should do everything. I want the ball in that guy's hands as much as possible.
Well, we know that the New York Giants are in hot pursuit of a new quarterback, but they're dueling it out with the Las Vegas Raiders, maybe for the services of Matthew Stafford. I have to believe that the Giants and the Raiders have to have a legit plan B, though. You cannot be putting all of your eggs into the Matthew Stafford bucket because
Aaron
the
Rodgers?
Rams could just kibosh the whole thing.
Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins?
Rodgers with the Giants?
Yeah.
We did hear that he had checked in on the Giants.
Kirk Cousins, cult of Kirk Cousins, as we learned about.
If I'm a Giant fan, I'm revolting if they give me Kirk Cousins. I'm walking out and just saying,
like,
John Mara, thanks for the memories, but I can't take any more of this. 855-212-4227. Okay, lots more to do, including your thoughts on Travis Hunter, but also one superstar set to make his big return. We'll tell you who it is and why it matters next.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.